This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. On August 6th and August 9th, 1945, the United States dropped atomic bombs on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, respectively, the only times nuclear bombs have been used as weapons of war. But it was not the first detonation of an atomic bomb. That occurred at a site 171 miles north of El Paso in New Mexico's Alamogordo bombing range. As remote as that was, the blinding flash of light and the ensuing fallout nonetheless posed a danger with a scale that was unknown and virtually unknowable to researchers at the time. But had history taken an ever so slight turn, that first bomb would not have been detonated in the New Mexico desert, but on Padre Island in Texas. So says Mike Cox. He's an author and award-winning journalist. Mike, how close did Padre Island come to being ground zero for the atomic bomb test?
Well, South Padre Island was one of eight sites that the U.S. military considered as a place to explode that first atomic bomb. And it actually came down to about three sites that were pretty high on the list. One was in California. One was the Alamogordo site there in New Mexico. And the other one was was South Padre Island, which admittedly at that time was pretty remote. But eventually they decided on blowing up that first device in New Mexico. My uncle actually saw the explosion. He was a school teacher in El Paso, and that's how I came to be interested in this. He used to tell me that he was up early that morning on the day of the first explosion, and he saw this, you know, tremendous light in the north, and he assumed it was just a forest fire in the mountains of New
Good
Mexico.
Night. But you think about the distance there to El Paso, and you
That's right.
It's hard to imagine what might have happened had you had the test on South Padre Island. Did it make it? I mean, what sort of sense would it have made to do it there? Was there a base, or was there some kind of facility there?
South Padre had been used as a gunnery range for the Army Air Corps. It was a very remote area. In fact, as I pointed out in the column I wrote about it earlier in World War II, horseback U.S. Coast Guards went up and down the island to guard against the landing of Nazi saboteurs, and also to look for victims from the oil tankers that the Nazis were sinking with frequency in the Gulf of Mexico early in the war. So the military knew of the site, and it was at that point, of course, really undeveloped as a tourist site. And then, you know, across from it was the King Ranch, which was also, you know, at that time, nearly a million acres of undeveloped land. But on the plus side, Corpus Christi was 120 miles away, and it had rail connections, and there was also a naval air station there. So, you know, it would have worked. And of course, now they're looking at South Padre as or right across from South Padre as a spaceport location. So it still is a, you know, a fairly remote area, but it would have ruined the area probably for tourism for a long time. And we might or might not have the national seashore down there that we have today if that blast had occurred.
Journalist Mike Cox, he's written about the Padre Island atomic bomb connection for Texas Escapes. We're going to link to his article at texasstandard.org. Mr. Cox, thanks very much.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.